The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Kevin Vaughn. He's from Pyro Paradise, the fireworks permanent stores we have in the area in Caseville, Bad Axe, and Carroll. We're going to be talking about fireworks safety today, in particular, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So they changed the law a few years ago. It's no longer just sparklers and such.
And fountains, and, right?
And those ash snakes that came out.
Yeah.
That, there's actual kind of fireworks available, commercial grade. Is different than what the public gets.
Correct. What we offer is the consumer grade fireworks. They're 1.4G fireworks, and these are what has been made legal here in the state of Michigan. Now the professional grade is the 1.3G stuff, and that is a lot of trouble if you get caught with that stuff.
Because you're starting to get to the point where Homeland Security is wondering why you have that much explosives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They have zero personality about it.
Unless you have a permit to have it, and
right.
Licensing. Then
licensed professionals are the only ones.
What you're doing with it.
That's right.
But the commercial grade, they're smaller than the commercial are smaller than the consumer grade. Other way around.
Yep. The consumer grade is a small shell. It's only about 1 3/4 inches in diameter. If it's preloaded in a multi-shot repeater, we can get up to 3 inches. And that's as large as it can get legally. And then when you start into your commercial grade, which they are educating firefighters and police what the professional grade fireworks look like. So there is education out there for the professionals, yes.
You have to know what to look for.
Absolutely.
And they've been legal for a couple of years, and it has spawned permanent.
That's right.
Like yours, as opposed to the tents that come in through a couple of the holidays and then they're gone.
That's right. I have chosen to make my living for my family selling fireworks. I absolutely love fireworks. Even when I was a kid, I was the kid that had those snakes in the fountains. And then, of course, as I got older and could get the stuff, I got my hands on as much of it as I could. And then when this all became legal here in the state of Michigan, I decided to embrace it. And it's been a great business. And my customers are very, very loyal to me, and I really appreciate it. But we offer great pricing and large incentives for people to come back and continue to shop with us.
And we've always kind of had it in our heads, 4th of July is when you fire them off, but
right.
You're making a living on this through the year, so
right.
Obviously that's no longer the case. They're being used.
There's a lot of different occasions that people use fireworks for. Typically the kickoff is summertime, Memorial Day weekend. That's really when it starts to kick it off. Plus you have graduation parties right there around, the beginning of the summertime. You have weddings. I have been asked to come out and shoot a lot of weddings. And this actually has turned into something really unique, is expecting couples. We do gender reveals. I actually did one for my daughter, and
they're either blue or pink.
They're either blue or pink, exactly. And so what they do is they get a sealed card from their doctor of what the gender of the child is. They'll give it to me, and I won't tell anybody, and then I will go off, and after it's dark, we'll light up the sky. It's either going to be baby blue or pink. And it's a really, really great way to do a gender reveal.
Hopefully the loud bangs doesn't shock the woman into labor.
Right, absolutely. There you go.
Now, first of all, I would think with the fireworks, you need to check with your local municipality.
Absolutely.
When you should use them.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of them have limits as to the times and dates and such, because they're trying to do the balance.
Correct.
Giving you the opportunity of using them and not abusing them and keeping your neighbors awake at 4 a.m.
Absolutely. And the way that's set up here in the state of Michigan is there are 30 days that you can legally shoot fireworks. There are 10 national holidays. And if your local municipality has elected to endorse the way the law is written, that they can restrict the use of fireworks to the day before, the day of, the day after a national holiday. And there are 10 national holidays in a 12-month calendar year. So 30 days, you can shoot fireworks. And, you know, obviously I ask everyone to please be respectful of your neighbors, be respectful of your neighbor's animals. Horses do not like fireworks. They do not. So if, you know, you can keep those fireworks away from the horses, your neighbors will certainly be happy.
If people think, you know, oh, I see the Westerns all the time. They're shooting guns on the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really aren't all that thrilled about it.
Right. Exactly. So no, I encourage everyone to please be respectful of your neighbors. That way we maintain a good reputation with fireworks. We don't irritate neighbors. Neighbors become more tolerant of fireworks. And I ask all my customers, please do not shoot these off at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Obviously I make my life selling fireworks, but I can tell you, I don't want to be woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning because of fireworks going off. It's not pleasant. And I love fireworks, but I also like to sleep too.
Okay. You also need to have a proper place to fire them off.
Correct.
You just can't do it in a real tight subdivision,
right,
or whatever, because what goes up comes down eventually.
Absolutely.
There'll be some wadding or some remnants of this thing that are coming down, and
yep,
people don't want to find bottle rockets on their roofs and stuff.
Sure.
Because they worry.
Of course they do.
If the leaves are dry in the gutter, you know, it could have started a fire.
And typically consumer grade fireworks are designed to go out in the air, and they're the hots that come down, usually they're not hot enough to start an actual fire. Typically, absolutely, they sure do, and as well they should. And I probably would too. If I heard stuff hitting my vehicle, I probably wouldn't be very impressed.
I agree. Job is kind of important.
Absolutely, you betcha. Now, when it comes to lighting off fireworks, the law does state that you have to light them off on private property. You cannot light them off in a local municipality park. That's not private property. It's private property to the city, but it's not your private property. So, yeah, you have to be on private property to do it. You cannot light them off in city streets. That's
county
a
or state parks. These
correct.
Types of places,
yeah. Right.
Limitations.
That's
on
right.
And restrictions that they don't want just anybody doing this and
correct.
Disturbing all the other people who are paying to stay there.
That's right. That's for sure. And obviously here in the Thumb region, we have a lot of lake frontage. There are a lot of parks out there, and they really don't want you lighting them off there either.
Well, and part of the problem is that they come the next day and they find the remnants.
Correct.
It's dark, you can't find it all, and they end
right.
up having to clean it.
That's right.
And, you know, you don't want that to be your tax dollars at work.
Well, and no one wants to see a dirty beach. No one wants to see a Roman candle left over laying there on the beach. No one wants to see a firework tube stuffed in the sand. Nobody wants to see
and
that.
Nobody wants to see their kid walk back with it. Mommy, look what I found.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So I do. I ask all my customers to please be respectful and pick up your waste, throw it away, and that way we keep fireworks, you know, a positive item in our society. And people will want to continue to use it, and they'll have them for their festivities, and we'll all get to enjoy them.
Once they're expended, it's just typical garbage waste?
Yep. They are encouraging that you soak them with water, especially the cakes, the multi-shot boxes, because I have found that even some of the ones that I've shot, you know, they're hot down inside because it's an explosion is exactly what it is. And it does have a tendency to catch some cardboard on fire once in a while. We ask that you will douse some of the water. You know, it's very nice to have a fire extinguisher handy just in case. A 5-gallon bucket of water goes a long way.
But, I mean, you can just, when you're done, toss it in the garbage.
Absolutely.
It's all cooled down
yep.
and such.
Yep.
There isn't
yep.
any hazardous waste
right.
materials or anything.
Right.
But if they haven't been fired off, then there's still a problem.
You need to soak them in water, and that will destroy it. Okay. Yeah. You need to soak it in water.
You don't want to accidentally hear it happening in the garbage truck when they're compacted.
I'll tell you a funny story, and I've heard these stories from people that.
Well, you hear them all.
Oh, I hear. I some of these, I tell my customers, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to know this. But you know, people will tell me they shot their fireworks off for the 4th of July. When they were all done, they took the boxes up to the bonfire pit, and they tossed them in the bonfire pit. Well, unbeknownst to the customer, that maybe the fuse broke inside and maybe only 25 or 26 shots went off, and it's a 30-shot cake. So it's still loaded three, four, five shots, and they don't know it. That is a huge problem. So do not throw your spent fireworks in the bonfire pit when you all are sitting around it, because that will be that'll be pretty ugly.
And even if you've doused it in water, it's going to dry out quickly.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It needs to be doused in water. It needs to set out to the curb to go to the trash is exactly what it needs to happen with it.
Safety is the primary concern in this.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to see a child get hurt, or an adult for that matter. But
this is how they grow up to be you, enjoying it.
Right, absolutely. And then there's years and years of that to come of enjoying your fireworks, and it becomes a family tradition that people, oh, hey, we're heading up to the lake. We're going to stop by Pyro Paradise. We're going to grab an armload of fireworks, and we're headed out, and it's going to be a great weekend. And those traditions are already starting.
But you have to remember, with young kids, they're observers. You know, they're going to want to know how you do it and all that kind of stuff, but they have to be observers until they're a proper age to do this, because they don't have all the safety things in mind. They only know the end product and what they want.
Correct. Absolutely. And the law does state that you are not to possess fireworks or ignite fireworks unless you are of age 18 or greater. Anyone under the age of 18 is not even to be in possession.
You have to card people at the...
I sure do. Absolutely. You betcha. If you can't show me a valid ID with the correct birth date on it, I will not sell it to you. None of my stores will sell it to you. I have had kids come in, want to buy the little white snaps that you just throw on the ground, their little pops, and I can't sell it to them. They're underage. They're a minor. They have to get an adult. You have to be at least 18 years of age to purchase.
Need to be 18 to really fire them off.
Absolutely. Okay. Correct.
These are things, though, that we kind of built into the laws when they expanded fireworks to keep safety in mind.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's very important to watch out for your neighbors, watch out for the kids, and put the dog in the kennel. I've heard stories that they'll put a shell down the tube and they'll light it, and the dog will see the flame off the fuse, and he will go up and grab it and take off running with it. I've heard these stories. Yeah. So don't do it. And then it's quite entertaining.
Well, entertaining is the word when the dog is
that's
shooting
their
these
words.
Things out the side of its mouth,
right.
and the neighbors are wondering why these shells are coming at my house.
Yeah, because at that point in time, it's just wherever it goes. So, unfortunately, put your dog in the kennel, or lock them up in the garage or wherever their bedding is, and then go do your fireworks. Keep those pets safe.
Is this something that most families can get into? I mean, there's an expense to it.
Oh, sure.
And obviously, if you want the biggest bang, you're going to pay more.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, is this something that you would recommend people maybe start slowly? Maybe this year, do a little starter pack, and then, if you like it, if the kids aren't freaking out on you or whatever,
right.
Because they're not used to being that
right.
close to them, then you can graduate on. Is that often how it works?
It's comical that you say that, because my first year in business, I recognized that. I thought people were really going to go after the shells and the big cakes, and they were going for the wow factor. And they really didn't. They stuck with the small stuff. They stuck with the Roman candles and the firecrackers and the bottle rockets. They did take on some of the smaller aerial cakes, but they didn't. The primary focus was not on the big stuff. And I was really shocked. And so I thought, next year, I'm like, well...
Then you have to worry about what you're going to order.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I was shocked. So then the second year, everyone came in and said, hey, my neighbor had this, this, and this, and it was really awesome. What was that? I'm like, well, it's over here. And I would explain it to him. Well, ever since then, now the pendulum is shifting the other way. People are getting the nicer shells and the nicer cakes. They're certainly spending a little bit more money, no doubt about it. But in our stores, its price is based on performance. The more you spend, the more spectacular that it is in the sky. It really is.
So basically, you can put the sign up, more bang for your buck.
Absolutely. You betcha. Literally.
Now, do you need to prepare a spot for this? I mean, you know, I would think you'd want to do it in dirt as opposed to cement, which really doesn't have a lot of give and can't, you know, take any of the impact from below as well as maybe dirt would. Maybe I'm wrong in that.
Well, you are, but you aren't. I like to shoot on cement because cement does not give, and therefore the item is very difficult to tip or become unstable, because if you set it on there, it's a flat surface. It's not going to tip. Now, if you set it over on grass or a rocky driveway, you know, that cake or that aerial tube, the shell tube, it might have a tendency to tip. So I tell people, if you're going to shoot these off, the best thing to do, get yourself a sheet of plywood, and now you have a flat, stable base to shoot off of. And the aerial tubes, the mortar tubes, they actually come on a 4x4 base. I tell people, take a couple drywall screws, screw it down to the board, and that way you know that artillery shell is not going to tip over, and everything's going to be pretty safe.
Because typically in the rural areas like this, if you have cement, it's usually a pad out in front of your garage,
right,
and then you've got
right.
a gravel driveway, and that's too close to be.
Yeah, it's very too close. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
So,
sure is.
You need to find a safe place
yep.
to do this.
And the sheet of plywood works fantastic. And that way you get it out away from the house, and you're out by your campfire or wherever you're at. And I also tell people, too, you know, look for your dry, grassy areas. You know, that's something that you don't want to be shooting around, because when it comes up out of the cake or the tube, you know, there is flames that come out with it, and there's hot ashes that come down, and you certainly don't want it to light that grass on fire. And also, too, I really have to say this, stay away from those dry winter wheat fields, please, because they don't appreciate that. The farmer's not going to appreciate that at all.
Nor the fire department.
Yeah.
And try and contain it.
Yeah, and ironically, because I do sit on the firework board down in Lansing, and I am actually a fireman, there have been very, very few cases of reported fires. Now, there have been some grass fires in ditches, some grass fires behind people's houses. I have read a report that said that a sky lantern was ignited, and it went up in the wind and got in the top of a pine tree and caught the top of the pine tree on fire. That I have heard. But for the most part, the fire issues, they're pretty minimal in the state of Michigan, because we have a lot of moisture. You know, we get a lot of rains, so it's usually not terribly, terribly dry like it is in the southern states.
But you need an open area.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be shooting these through a thicket of trees
no.
that you have in your backyard.
No.
You do need to find a space where it can actually clear everything before it happens.
I call it a fallout zone, is what I call it. Wherever you're at in lighting that firework, you should have about 100 feet per inch of whatever the ball is. So if you're shooting a 2-inch ball, the firework's 2-inch, you should have 200 feet around you for this fallout zone. That way, it's not going to land on a house, it's not going to land on a vehicle, it's not going to land on somebody's boat.
Or some person.
Or person, that's right. Your audience, absolutely. You bet.
And you wear this jacket that looks like windbreaker material.
Yeah.
They're notorious for
melting.
Don't wear them around, because
right?
any of them little embers that come down, put
oh,
a little tiny hole in
they
them.
Sure do. And you know, I actually was lighting some fireworks in my backyard, and I put little pinholes in my trampoline.
Really?
I did. They were little pinholes. I didn't think that it would, but it did. The wind was blowing the wrong way, and the trampoline wasn't too horribly far away from where I was lighting, which was my fault, but yeah, I put some real tiny, tiny pinholes in my trampoline.
These are other things you need to watch out for.
Absolutely.
These tiny pinholes could also be little dots in your car paint.
You betcha.
And everything else.
And that has happened.
You don't want your neighbors coming at you saying, what'd you do to my car?
Right, or their boat cover. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm telling you what, your neighbor will get really interested in the little burn marks on top of his boat cover. And there's inevitably going to be a conversation about that. No doubt about it. So, yeah, be respectful of those neighbors. Find yourself your open area and enjoy fireworks. Enjoy what they're made for. They're festivities. That's what they're for.
what basic kind of fireworks are legal now in the area? I mean, we have the bottle rockets,
yep.
We have the Roman candles, and you know, you've got the canister, the
shells
and such in certain sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so a lot has changed, but there are still some things that we used to have in the past that we don't use.
Correct.
We had the
M80s.
They were popular in my day. You
mm-hmm.
know, you could take a model car or something, and
yep.
it was gone.
It was destroyed.
There's
destroyed.
A great Simpson routine about throwing it down the toilet.
That's right, absolutely. And let me enlighten everyone. M80s have been illegal since 1966 by the ATF. It is actually a felony to possess an M80. Just
federal law?
Yes. ATF.
So even if you were going to another state in the past to get them, they weren't legal then.
That's correct. I have so many customers say, "Oh, I need some M80s. I need some cherry bombs. I need some salutes. My guy down in Kentucky or Tennessee or wherever, Georgia, they hooked me right up." I'm like, well, not legally, they didn't. And you will never find that stuff here in my stores. Ever. Ever. Because it is a felony. And let's go back to your original question. What's legal here in Michigan? Obviously, sparklers, the fountains, bottle rockets, the Roman candles, the cakes, the shells, as long as it is labeled consumer fireworks 1.4G, and every package will have that on it. It is mandated by law that is on there. Actually, DOT requires it. And every firework is inspected when it comes into the United States. They come in from China on containers. There is a group that goes out there, and they inspect all these different containers of fireworks. They sure do.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember there were like silver discs that had blades on them, and there was a thing on it, and they would spin and go up.
Okay.
Are those things around yet or no?
I personally have not seen those.
Okay.
I have items that are very similar to that. I have...
Well, they probably don't make them out of metal anymore.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no. Everything's made out of cardboard, and that's a lot softer. But yeah, we call those helicopters or flying novelties is what we call those. Some have reports, some don't. Some just have pretty colors that come off of them. Yes, they're perfectly legal.
And then we had the little tiny firecrackers that were all stuck together. You
yep.
light them, and then they bang, 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 bang,
right.
bang, bang.
Yep.
Are those gone?
No, those are still very much legal today. I have
because they don't have a sufficient charge in there to do a lot of damage.
Correct.
You shouldn't hold them, people.
Oh yeah,
but,
oh yeah.
But,
yeah, you'll only do that once.
But I mean, you know, they can't do significant damage. You can't blow
right.
up a mailbox or anything.
Oh, like no. The fireworks today and the black cats and the thunder bombs that everybody got when they were kids, it's significantly different today than it was back then. But
it's a lot more expanded than what it was for many years when
oh,
it was
absolutely.
Just sparklers.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Smoke bombs.
Yeah.
And
everyone is very thankful of that. And it gets shared all over the state because what happens is when we sell fireworks, there's actually an additional 6% sales tax that is tacked onto the sale of fireworks. So there's actually 12% sales tax for fireworks. 6% is your regular sales tax for the state of Michigan, and 6% goes to the Bureau of Fire Services, in which the fire marshal is actually in charge of. And what they do is they disperse that money back into the local communities, just like ours, for fire departments for continuing education. So when a guy like myself, I just did this program in Cass City. We did a propane training, and that funding helps us put on those types of trainings. So when we go to a house fire and the propane pig out back is throwing a flame 50 feet high in the sky, we've had additional training to go up and extinguish that propane pig.
Or the flames of the house are lapping at the barbecue sitting next to it with the propane
yes.
tank.
Or your turkey fryer caught on fire in your garage. And yeah, absolutely. You betcha. And so when people say, wow, why is there so much tax in this? Well, it's going back to your local fire departments. And usually when you tell people that, they are completely, you know, sympathetic to the situation. They understand that, you know, the financial challenges we have out there, and they're very supportive of it.
And I think it was a little bit of a trade-off to get the law passed.
I would say so.
To
yeah,
make it a little more palatable to the ones who were against it.
Well, and the issue was, it was as ironic how it was happening, because it was right at the exact same time the state was making so many cutbacks, and the fire departments were one of them. It costs quite a bit to send a firefighter to school to be for firefighter one, firefighter two, and that's what some of this money is to be utilized for.
So did we get through the whole inventory? You had the cakes, you had the bottle rockets,
yep.
The things. Is there anything else in there that we aren't seeing anymore? We had the smoke bombs. They weren't anything. They
all
just
right.
kind of fizzed and
yep.
put out a bunch of smoke, and thankfully you didn't do it in the house or mom
right.
would really be mad.
Right. I guess here's how I'm going to explain this. When you come into, people always want the big shells, okay? Mm-hmm. People come into my stores and they say, oh, yeah, take me in the back room. I need the 3-inch, the 5-inch, the 6-inch shells. Well, you're never going to find that in my stores. It's just not going to happen. Because that requires a fuse that is about 3 feet long, and it burns in about a half of a second. That is a professional grade shell. All of our stuff, consumer grade fireworks, has a long green safety, it's called Canon fuse is what it is. It's a green safety fuse. And every product in our store has that. And that is the stuff where police and fire have really been educated that there is a significant difference. So even when someone says, hey, I hear Pyro Paradise has got new 5-inch shells for sale this year. It's not 5 inches around. It's a canister shell that is 1 3/4 inches in diameter. It's 5 inches long. It looks like a miniature pop can is what it looks like. And those are perfectly legal. Those are all 1.4G product. And I have those, and they are awesome.
And that's one of the things you can count on by going to a store that's there year-round, mm-hmm. is that they're not going to try to slip something by that and
yeah.
the inspector didn't see.
Right.
It's your business, your livelihood.
Absolutely.
You're not risking it.
Absolutely. Well, and I don't want anybody to get hurt. I mean, it's and my staff that works for me, fantastic staff. They're very knowledgeable. No, she's very knowledgeable. Very, very knowledgeable. She's wonderful having the stores because she's great. I get lots of compliments, believe it or not. It's great.
She works here, folks. This is an inside joke that's going on here.
In my Kiro store, I have all my stores, personal friends are working in my stores. And, I've got my wife helping me in my Caseville store. And so, we're very family oriented.
Now, you do this professionally.
Yes.
So you will do actual professional shows.
Correct.
You probably have bookings for the big holidays, but you also do, you were saying weddings. You were also saying people were doing them as memorials now?
Yeah, we have the sky lanterns that come in, and they say in memory of. They have a very nice little writing on them. They have a felt tip pen that people can write a message on and send it up to heaven to their loved ones. But I've actually had people come and say, listen, my son was killed in the military, so many years ago, and we're doing a memorial service for him. We like to pick up, $300 worth of fireworks for him. I'm like, that's fantastic. And I certainly, it's very touching to me. I certainly throw in a freebie as, a thank you for the years of service for that person as well. So, yeah, people do it. It's great.
So it's spreading far beyond just national holidays.
Oh, right. It's gender reveals, it's memorials, it's weddings.
Gender reveals. I don't know if we mentioned that here, but you were saying expecting couples?
Yeah, it's I did it for my own daughter, and we were kind of sitting around, and my daughter says, wow, she says, maybe we should do fireworks. I'm like, that's a great idea, Brooke. And so I said, you go get the card from your doctor, and I will take it. I will order in. I ordered in a couple cases of just blue fireworks, a couple cases of just pink fireworks.
So she even saw the inventory. She wouldn't know.
Yeah, right. It's in the back of my pickup. There was blue and there was pink, and nobody knew. And I did a little, 5, 6, 7 minute fireworks show preceding that, kind of a little warmer upper. And I gave it a pause for about 30 seconds, and then I just lit it. And I think I sent up about 80 some pink shells. So I'm a proud grandfather.
To be, or is it?
Nope. Braylon is 6, 7 months old now, and she is just wonderful. Grandpa loves her. It is. We have so much fun together. We've already decided that she's going to like fireworks and sparklers, and we've already decided that.
Mm-hmm. I think she has a little something to say in it come in the future years, but but there's a point where parents have to know their kids.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be a certain point where they're going to be scared.
Yep.
And you want to get past that before you get them too involved, because you want them to enjoy it, not dread it coming up.
Right. And you know, and lighting off fireworks next to your kids, and especially like firecrackers, that's a real big one. Kids get freaked out sometimes about firecrackers. So you light them out at a safe distance. Let the child realize that it is not a major concern to them, and they will embrace them eventually, for sure.
Because you have to show the caution without being so cautious they think it's horribly dangerous.
Correct. You know, lead by example.
There's a balance in things that you need with kids, so that they respect it, but aren't terrified.
Correct. And kids will pretty soon be, you know, they'll get to the age that they'll just be begging for those fireworks. Come on, take me to the fireworks store. Take me to the fireworks store. And I hear stories of that when people come into my store in Caseville, and, oh, we couldn't wait to get here, and, you know, and Dad's buying all this stuff for us, and we're going to have a great time. And, you know, that's great. That's what it's all about. That's why my wife and I started the business, so people could enjoy them.
We go into the stores, not yours, others, and they're all packaged together. Is that normally the way people get it, or in your shop is it more a la carte?
You know, I do both. I'm a big guy of the a la carte. I like to customize the show for the customer. You know, the packages are fine if somebody is not a big fireworks guru, let's put it that way. Oh, just hooked me up. I got a $100 bill.
There's no one in the store who can advise you on it, because you have the expertise. They're too busy stocking shelves.
Well, we like that when that happens. Yes, we do. But no, the staff is.
So they can pick your brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And customers want that one-on-one attention. They want to know what this does. They're very happy to get something that they're going to be pleased with. They don't want to spend money and go, oh, that wasn't very good. I avoid that. I spend months. Believe it or not, I started shopping for fireworks this year, Christmas Eve day. I had about a three-hour break in there. My wife and I, we had everything done.
Well, I'm
and we
sure
were...
Santa thought, this guy's being naughty. He's buying explosives on Christmas Eve.
She came down to my office, and she says, what are you doing? I says, I'm shopping for fireworks. She's like, it's Christmas Eve. I'm like, I know. I'm just watching videos. And so I watch videos, or I go to demo shoots, and every item in my store has been approved by me. If it didn't give Kevin Vaughn the wow factor, it's not for sale. It just, I do not order it in. There's a lot of places that will order fireworks blindly. They don't really know what they do. They don't know the effects. You come into our stores and I can tell you what every single piece of my firework store does.
Is there an expiration on these things?
No. Nope.
I mean, so many things, you know, are better when they're fresh.
Yeah.
But this is just simply a chemical, and as long as it's not disturbed and not unbalanced, it remains the same chemical.
That is correct.
Somewhat inert from changes until you actually light it off.
Right. That is correct. And, you know, as I tell people, because I've had this question come up, and I tell people, store them someplace dry.
Just because you're telling people to put water on to ruin them.
Just store them someplace dry. And I store a handful of them in my garage at my house. Just keep them off the concrete, because obviously you can wick moisture through concrete.
Or your car drippings can get through it, that type of thing.
Right, yeah. And throw them up on a shelf, and you know, they'll be just as good in 6 months as they were the day that you bought them.
If the package is open, is it best to seal it?
If the package is open... Well, chances are it probably won't be open to begin with. If you've purchased it, it shouldn't be open. Well, unless there's some shells.
Yeah,
like the sparklers. Yeah, you want to seal them up. Sparklers for sure, because they can certainly wick moisture, the humidity in the air. Seal them up in a Ziploc bag or a trash bag or something. Yeah.
Just keep the moisture out.
Correct.
And as long as you do that, they're okay. Do you need to... keep a tally on where you have these things. You have a garage fire. I think you as a fireman would like to know there's something in there that makes a boom.
Yeah. Well, that's when there is a fire like that, the incident commander should contact a homeowner because they're going to be close by, typically, and you know we'll want a quick layout of what's in that garage, and you know, gas cans. Propane cylinders, you betcha, paint, and one of them that you should disclose is fireworks. Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
I've been in house, I've been in garage fires that the little 1 pound cylinders of propane, they go off, they explode, they go flying through the air like helicopters. It's pretty interesting. So, if something,
should you do it in an outdoor shed or as opposed to in your house?
Well, you know, you got to store them where you have availability. Okay. Outdoor shed certainly is you know the preferred place.
You don't really store gas in your basement,
right.
Either.
Correct.
You try to put the more volatile stuff a little away from your
absolutely.
Your family.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah, and like I said, just keep it up on a shelf and keep it away from flame, and keep it away from little kids. Little kids can't get at it when mom and dad are not around. You know, safety first.
Yeah, keep them out of reach.
Yes, well, it's just like anything.
And everyone who has a 2-year-old kid knows they have a big reach.
You betcha. They get their own little ideas, and you know, I just want to emphasize again that drinking and fireworks really doesn't go together. It is actually against the law. It is stated in Michigan law that you may not, how do they say that? How am I trying to get, you may not ignite fireworks while you are under the influence of alcohol. It's just like driving a car, okay? So have a designated person that is going to light your fireworks at your show, and you know, keep everything safe, and there's no, you know, misjudgment there. And then when you're done with your show, then obviously you can go ahead and have a few cocktails and finish your evening. But while you're shooting them, not under the influence of alcohol whatsoever.
Do you need to clean up right away? I mean, I wonder, because some of this stuff may be, you know, toxic if an animal gets in it or something that's nosing around. I mean, I'm just trying to prevent problems.
Yeah, no, you know, it's just cardboard.
It would have residual stuff on it from
There's residue from like gunpowder, I guess, black powder type residue.
Not really appetizing, but
no.
There's some animals that'll chew anything.
No, well, that's true. There's a lot of dogs that will eat anything. That's a whole other story. I won't even go into that.
Okay.
but take your fireworks, get them, you know, get them collected, get them off to the side, get them ready to go to the trash. And if you have a 5-gallon bucket of water, very good idea. Just take that 5-gallon bucket of water, dump over top of your fireworks for the evening, and you won't have any worries with it. And I also encourage people, when you're lighting them, if you happen to have a fire extinguisher available, bring that with you when you're out there lighting them. Just it could help knock down a quick fire.
And if you think the fuse has gone out, don't run up to it, because it may still be going. You're not noticing it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you will be too close when the thing goes off.
Absolutely. If you have a misfire, pour water on it and get away from it and be done with it.
And go on to the next.
Move on. And you know, and I will tell you this too. At my stores, if you have a firework that malfunctions, meaning that it breaks, and I've actually had customers bring me back about 1 or 2 pieces a year that something happened, like the fuse might have broke inside, we will either refund your money or I will give you a new item just like it, or you can pick out a similar item in the store. Because I have a no dud guarantee. If it malfunctions, leave it alone. Get away from it, bring it to me the next day, and I will take care of it, and I will make it right with you.
Because the last place you want to be is, if this thing is about to shoot off, is standing over it wondering why it didn't go off.
Yeah, just that's a very, very bad idea. Very bad idea.
People are getting them going and going and going,
yeah.
and sometimes the thought process is,
let's get it going. And you know, this is a consumer item. I mean, it's just like anything. It can break, meaning that the fuse could break in the packaging. The fuse could have been disconnected from the very beginning, even when it came from the manufacturer. So do not tear open a firework and try to fix it. Do not tear it open.
Ooh.
Oh, I've heard stories. That's how I can tell you this stuff, because I know what customers do. Do not tear it open. Do not try to relight it. Just leave it alone. Bring it to me and I will make it right with you.
Okay, because the last thing you want is a holiday marred night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no one wants to catch a firework
up. It's remembered for the wrong reasons.
That's right, absolutely. And then, you know, people have a bad taste for the following year, and they're not really excited about having fireworks again. And so keep them safe. That way you got years of enjoyment with your fireworks.
Okay, and stores are open now. I imagine you're kind of closed after New Year's or something for a little while, because it really isn't something to me that there's going to be a big call for them for Valentine's Day or something.
Correct, yeah. That doesn't go over well with the spouse, you betcha. No, we're open. We're going to run strong. Obviously, Memorial Day weekend kicks off our busy season. We'll run strong all the way through the summertime into Labor Day. And then at Labor Day, we start to cut our hours back a little bit.
More weekends and such, when more people are up to their cottages, as opposed to a summer holiday when they'd be there the whole week.
Correct. And at any point in time, you're welcome to call me if you need some fireworks. I've got my number is posted on the outside of all of my stores. So I am available all the time.
But call early because you get booked.
Right.
Especially on the big days.
Yes.
You get booked for commercial things at villages and cities and such, as opposed to just a private function.
That's right. Absolutely. And I enjoy shooting private functions. We do end of the summer parties. I do a lot of weddings. I pick up probably a half a dozen just in Caseville. People get married out on the beach and they want to do fireworks, and it is a great idea. It is a great idea.
I thought the fireworks at the wedding came once they got back to the hotel.
Yeah, we won't go there.
That's a whole other story.
And I also do. I actually last year had a customer request wedding sparklers. They're a lot longer. They're about 18 inches, and they're a lot thicker. They have a lot more meat, if you will, on the shaft of the sparkler. They burn a lot longer, a lot brighter, and a lot hotter. And we do actually have those.
And what would they use them for? Would they be set about? Actually, you really wouldn't want to be handling anything that hot.
The
common sparkler burns people as it is.
Well, they're a lot longer. There's a lot bigger of a gap between where your hand goes. But they actually make a little bridge, is what they do. And the bride and groom have walked underneath of the bridge.
Oh, all I can think about is the flammable hairspray.
Ah, yeah. I actually did it. It was beautiful. It was really nice. They were on the beach and they did it, and it was very pretty.
Her veil's all full of them little holes. Like
yeah.
Saying, "Oh my gosh, you ruined my."
That was their request, and I'm like, "Okay, I will accommodate whatever you want." And sky lanterns. I am going to touch on sky lanterns real quickly. Sky lanterns, you need to use caution.
Because what goes up comes down.
Absolutely. Now, sky lanterns are by design not to come down while they're still lit, while they're still on fire, while that little wick card is still burning. That wick card has to go out. It, you know, extinguishes the heat inside of the balloon, and then it comes down.
People don't know what we're talking about. They kind of look like the Japanese paper lanterns and such. You put the heat source underneath it, the hot air, like a hot air balloon, lifts them, and they glow as they go.
Correct. And they're very amusing. Chinese have used these for hundreds of years. I did a little research on it, and it's amazing. They had sky lanterns way back then. Now, these here are 100% biodegradable. Even though there's a little wire cross-member piece that holds the wick card on, when that gets wet, it disintegrates within days. It's just unreal how fast it corrodes and it goes. The paper bag itself, I actually had one land in the back of my house up by Caseville, and it landed in a tree, and I thought, you know, I'm going to just watch and see how long it takes for it to decompose. And the wire was gone within a matter of days. The bag itself has started to really disintegrate in a few weeks. And there you could find a few remnants of it, but after a very short period of time, it was gone.
But these you're talking about are quality ones. You can buy knockoffs.
Yep. It's just like anything.
They're maybe not quite as good at decomposing and being friendlier to the environment.
That's right. The ones that I sell, they are a premium grade sky lantern, and they have a bamboo ring that disintegrates, the wire disintegrates, the bag biodegrades. And it all takes place in a very short period of time. And my fuel cards on my product are a little bit larger so that they get a lot hotter inside of that balloon and they get a really good lift and they take flight pretty quickly. When you buy a cheaper one, and they are out there, you can buy them online, you sure can, but you get what you pay for. You really do. And when that small wick card, if there's a breeze, they do not take flight well. They just do not fly well.
But you should do them on a more quiet night anyway.
Yes, that is correct.
Because you want to enjoy them as they slowly go up.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the idea of, you know, reenacting the Wizard of Oz.
And I'll tell you, it's pretty neat how you can see the wind currents after they get up there a couple hundred feet, and they just take right off, and they go with the breeze up there, the different levels of, you know, the wind as it climbs up. It's really neat to see it, and you can see them go out across the lake for a very long time. Mine are designed to go for 13 minutes. That's how long mine are to go for, and then they'll, you know, burn themselves out, and they'll come down, and they biodegrade.
If people have questions on what we've talked about, they can go to any of your stores.
Absolutely.
Carroll, Caseville, Bad Axe, and get their questions answered, see what it looks like, and how do you properly use it.
Absolutely. Be happy to explain it to you.
Thanks for being with us today. Anything we missed that you wanted to make sure we touched on? You were going to say that there is a fireworks safety organization out there as well.
Oh, yes, that's right. At my store this year, Fireworks Association and Safety Council that I belong to, we're actually going to be passing out some flyers on safety tips this year as well. So I encourage you to stop by the store, pick them up. I'm also going to have some donation cans out there too that you can throw a few dollars in if you would like, and that goes right back to pay all of our lobbyists. 100% of those proceeds go back to pay our lobbyists in Lansing to continue to defend our rights to have fireworks here in the state of Michigan, because so many people do enjoy them, and we want to keep this going in Michigan for many, many, many years to come.
Thanks for being with us
today. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Our guest today on the program has been Kevin Vaughn. He is the owner of Pyro Paradise, Caseville, Bad Axe, Carroll, the offices, and they are stores. They're not tents. They're stores. They're there in the community through the year, and maybe a little bit in the winter they're off because, like we said, who's buying fireworks for Valentine's Day? But they're there. They can answer your questions. They can tell you tips on safety, how to use them properly, and what you can expect from the fireworks you're buying, rather than getting a box or a package of them and just wondering what this does and what this does. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.
WLEW.
Keep on.
Good morning. You're listening to AM 1340 WLEW in Bad Axe, Michigan. This update is brought to you by your electrical specialist of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. I'm Nathan McLean. A new poll suggests Americans are more upbeat about their own finances than they are about the economy in general. The Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research says two-thirds of people surveyed said their own households are faring well, but just 42% described the U.S. economy as good. The divide suggests that despite their own financial gains, many people worry about risks beyond their control. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is vowing to stay in the race after winning Oregon's presidential primary and battling frontrunner Hillary Clinton to a photo finish in Kentucky. Democrats are displaying new signs they could have trouble uniting around Clinton's candidacy as Sanders plows through the end of the primary calendar in mid-June. In New York City, officials say police shot and killed a knife-wielding man and a woman bystander suffered a graze wound during the morning rush hour in a busy, tourist-filled area of Midtown Manhattan. The incident occurred just a few hundred feet from Broadway theaters presenting Wicked and The Book of Mormon. O.J. Simpson's former attorney says there's a strong possibility the person who killed Simpson's ex-wife and her friend has never faced trial. In an interview with Megyn Kelly of Fox News, Robert Shapiro says he thinks evidence shows it's possible that more than one person was involved in the 1994 killings of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. The executive producer of this Sunday's Billboard Music Awards is defending the decision to have Madonna pay homage to Prince. The choice has been met with some criticism online and sparked a Change.org petition. Mark Bracco says he thinks that the tribute is going to be fantastic. Prince was found dead in a suburban Minneapolis home at age 57. Madonna is also 57. We'll have local and regional news on WLEW after this.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill is easy with Maurer Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Maurer Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Maurer Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
In local news, a nonprofit organization plans to analyze a deadly rampage in southwestern Michigan and law enforcement's responses as part of a $65,000 study. The Kalamazoo Gazette reports local law enforcement reached out to the Washington, D.C.-based Police Foundation to ask for a critical incident review that will be funded by the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, Kalamazoo County, and the City of Portage. The February 20th rampage killed six people. A pilot project has transformed sites of several demolished Detroit homes into gardens designed to capture and soak up stormwater. The Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, the University of Michigan Water Center, and the Detroit Land Bank Authority worked on the project involving four bioretention gardens on the city's west side. Those involved say each garden is expected to reduce stormwater volume by about 300,000 gallons a year and should help reduce street flooding during big storms. Officials say the historic Masonic Temple in Bay City has been included in the National Register of Historic Places. Keith Birchler, board member on the Bay Arts Council, said that the recognition raises the profile of the building. He's part of Friends of the Historic Masonic Temple and says it took the organization 3 years to get the designation. Plans call for restoring the building, but a cost estimate isn't known. The recognition comes ahead of the anniversary of a fire May 19, 1903, that severely damaged the structure. It was repaired afterward. The building was the home of the Free and Accepted Masons Lodge, 129. It was purchased by the Arts Council in 2005. The online voting on Facebook ended Monday, and the top four schools were announced in the second phase of Independent Banks Investing and Youth Grant Program. Those top four schools will get $5,000 in grant money for enhancing the arts. The top school was Friedland Middle School, but coming in second in voting was the Bad Axe High School. Third and fourth place were St. Peter Lutheran School in Hemlock and White Pine Middle School of Saginaw. Independent Bank announced with winners on its website at the conclusion of the vote on Monday. A number of Thumb Area schools had participated in seeking the funding. That's the news for this hour on WLEW. I'm Nathan McLean. For the latest Thumb Area news, go to thumbnet.net. This update is brought to you by your electrical specialist of the Thumb Area, Mowry Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Mowry Electric in Bad Axe.